black dress with the tights underneath. I got the breath of a last cigarette on my teeth. And she's an actress, but she ain't got no need. She's got money from her parents and a trust fund back east.
Tongues always press to your cheeks while my tongue is on the inside of some other girl's teeth. Tell your boyfriend that if he's got beef, that I'm a vegetarian and I ain't fucking scared of him.
She wants to touch me, whoa. She wants to love me, whoa. She'll never leave me, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Don't trust ya hoe, never trust ya hoe. Won't trust ya hoe,
won't trust me.
She wants to touch me, whoa. She wants to love me, whoa. She'll never leave me, whoa, 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 whoa.
Don't trust ya hoe. Never trust ya hoe, won't trust ya
hoe, won't trust me.
X's on the back of your hands, wash them in the bathroom to drink like the bands. And the set list that you stole from the stage has red and purple lipstick all over the page. But bruises cover your arms, shaking in the fingers with the bottle in your palm. And the best is, no one knows who you are, just another girl
alone at the bar.
She wants to touch me, whoa. She wants to love me, whoa. She'll never leave me, whoa, 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 whoa.
Don't trust ya hoe, never trust ya hoe. Won't trust ya
hoe, won't trust me.
She wants to touch me, whoa. She wants to love me, whoa. She'll never leave me, whoa, 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 whoa.
Don't trust ya hoe, never trust ya hoe. Won't trust ya
hoe, won't trust me.
Shush, girl, shut your lips. Do the Helen Keller and talk with your hips. I said, shush, girl, shut your lips. Do the Helen Keller and talk with your hips. I said, shush, girl, shut your lips. Do the Helen Keller and talk with your hips.
Trust ya hoe, won't trust ya hoe,
won't trust me.
She wants to touch me, whoa. She wants to love me, whoa. She'll never leave me, whoa, 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 whoa.
Don't trust ya hoe, never trust ya hoe, won't trust ya
hoe, won't trust me.
And that was Melissa singing Don't Trust Me.
Melissa?
Melissa? 303, baby. Yeah. Mm. All right. Awesome job, Melly. I will throw it to Valk. Look at me. I'm like pro.
Wow.
This was funny because, like, I've only heard the shush girl part on, like, Sailor Moon Bridge. So I was like, that's awesome. Oh my God. I love Sailor Moon Abridged.
I've never seen it. I want to see it.
You need to watch it. It's so good.
Yes, Sky, Miss Sailor Moon, Perry, or TV.
I love
Sailor Moon's awesome. I don't really have anything. I was enjoying this. It was, like, funny. It was, like, making me laugh, and it was also, like, sung and mixed really well, so, yeah, good job.
Yeah, all right. Okay, Melly, I thought this was mixed really well. I loved your choruses. I do, however, think you came in off. It just seemed like that whole part was distinctly higher than it should have been, but I could be totally wrong here. But it just seemed like off to me.
What part?
Like the whole first verse. But everything else was super epic. I think your attitude was really pro on the shush girl. I love that. And yeah, that's basically all I have to say about this. I think it was really good. And I'm happy that you're out of the hospital and better.
Yes. So,
but if you guys don't have that same note as me as the off part, then I'm probably wrong. But I do know the song well, and I feel like she was...
Yeah, I don't know the song very well, so I don't know.
I know this. I hear this song a lot. I felt... Okay, I like this. The verses were not bad. They're just missing something. I don't know. I think it's because just Mel, like, her attitude. I mean, she had it. It just felt a little weird. Like,
to
kind
me,
of like
she was in a different key than she should have been. Because, like, I for a second, like, I was checking myself. I was like, you know, like, singing along with her. And I was, where I was singing was lower. But I could be wrong because I'm not, like, professional at all. And... yeah. So, I'm not sure, like, Melly, but it could be.
I think Melly did a really good job making this work with her.
Yes,
original song, like, I think she used even more, like, attitude than the original, you know, verses. I think that's what it might be like.
I think that.
Because, like, her verses have a lot of, like, emotion into it, but, like, the original song is just, like, for a guy at least, it's kind of like dead emotion wise, just like bum 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 bum. Like she was like in it.
Well, no, the guy has emotion in the original too. And Melly brought emotion everywhere. I mean, she just brought swagger. It was awesome. But I just felt like that was off. But like seriously, your attitude was cool. And I'm trying to think of anything else. I think that's all. Oh, yeah, I was going to say, the high parts of the chorus were really great. I thought it was done, like, perfectly. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I love those. They were really cool. I was, like, impressed because, like, I was afraid you'd go off key in the higher parts, but it, like, sounded really cool.
Yeah, it was super awesome. I thought it was, like, just like the original there, but better.
Yeah.
So, good job. And I can tell you who gave you this song. Once again, it was Autumn.
Oh, because that was last week. Okay.
Yeah, it was last week. So, Autumn twice in a row. Woo! And next up, we have Melly again. And this week, Melly's song was, oh my gosh, what is it called? Turn Back, Old Man from Godspell. I think Godspell is a musical.
I love Godspell. Yeah, it's a musical.
Doc knows.
It's like Jesus Christ Superstar.
Oh,
but
really? Godspell. I love Jesus Christ Superstar.
Yeah, it's like done. It's like the same story, but done by like a different company or whatever. I love Godspell. I'm excited.
Hey, let's hear it. Do it. Oh, by the way, I think this is MFB's backtrack, but I could have forgotten. So, we'll see.
Turn back, oh man, for swear thy foolish ways. Home now is earth and none may count her days. Da na 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 na. Yet thou, her child, whose head is crowned with flames, still will not hear thine inner God proclaims. Turn back, oh man. Oh, are you comfortable, Valk? Turn back, oh man. Blackjack, turn back, oh man. Sky, can you take it? Forswear thy foolish ways. Earth might be fair, and is all men glad and wise. Age after age, tragic empires rise. Da-na-na-na-na. Built while they dream, and in that dreaming we back, oh man. Say it again. Turn back, oh man. Can you hear me? Turn back, oh man. Hire blackjack. Forswear thy foolish ways. Play it, honey.
And that was Melly again, singing, turn back, old man. You old man, we don't want you around no more. Oh, can I just say, I can take it, Melly. I can take it. Oh my gosh, I loved her shout out.
This guy, you sound a little weird to me. This guy sound weird to you, Vap? I don't know.
Just kind of like cutting in and out.
Sky sounds like Valk
not
quality.
Dun, dun, dun.
Maybe it's my headphones. Anyway, let's get back on the melee.
Am I still here? Is everything okay?
Yeah, you're here. You're good. You're good.
Am I cutting still?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, you sound fine now.
Okay, cool. It was probably my computer because it was rainbow wheeling, so it probably was just like freaking out. But yeah. I will start this one because this is my turn. I'm keeping in order. Yep. I thought this song was really good on your voice. I thought it suited you super well. The only thing I had that was like a negative, really, which is not really much of a negative, was like on your turnbacks, it was like churn back. But that's it. I thought your shout outs were hilarious. And yeah, I loved that your like sultriness on like the little da-na-na-na-na parts. And yeah, me gusta, Melly. I like it.
The shout outs were freaking epic. Valk, is the original this jazzy? That's what I wanted to ask.
Well, the whole song is all like sultry, jazzy.
Yeah, oh yeah, pretty jazzy. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know the original.
This was definitely not a screw then at all.
No way.
I think either
of Melly's songs were really screws. They were like one was for fun because I mean, who wouldn't want to sing "Don't Trust Me"? That's really fun. And then like, this one was just like. It had Melly written all over it.
Yeah, exactly. This was perfect. This was like a perfect song for Melly. I think Melly would choose this song if like someone did. The backtrack might have been made by MFB. It kind of sounded like it was.
Yeah.
If it was.
Now that
was
I realize
awesome.
it was all piano, it must be because I remember in some email MFB was mentioned, and I was just like, I don't remember. So.
Did she mention it in her email? Let's see. I don't know.
I think it was on the person that gave this to her. They were like MFB has a backtrack for you or something. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And MFB coached her on it, too. I thought that this was a really good song. And it's one of the better ones for me of the night so far. I mean, this is not a screw at all. This is freaking... This is Melly at her best. This is Melly doing Melly. What I love about Melly. Love the shout-outs. Great job.
This was Melly doing Melly. That sounds... interesting. Valky?
This is how Melly would screw herself if she was on the show. She's like, I'm gonna get my sultry jazz every week. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Anyway. The shoutouts are fruitful. Like at first, cause like it's kind of hard to hear the submissions. And then I heard, like, Valk being whispered, and I was like, it's a witch! Ah. But then you did it again. I was like, she's a witch! Her secrets are real, she's a Canadian witch!
Oh, my God. Oh, man.
It's like, on when you're saying, you're going hold man instead. So, like, stop pushing the notes. speak and be like old man. Other than that, I pretty much agree with everything else that was said.
Yeah. Good job, Melly. Woo,
woo, woo. I don't know, and I think, yeah, people. I wanted to take this moment to just say that if you guys are allowed to use different instrumental tracks, like that's fine. Yeah, because I guess people were talking earlier about switching.
Oh.
So yeah. Do it.
Yeah,
if the song is too crazy, you could counter
I'm so confused. Okay. Wee. I think my recording is like cutting.
Use a MIDI.
Use a MIDI. Oh my gosh. Anyway.
Yeah.
I can't say who screwed her because I didn't know if I could or not from the emails, so I'm just gonna not. But I think she knows already. So if anyone wants to know, ask Melly. Because I think this was a planned thing since she told MFB about it. So next thing. Next up, we have Dylan! Yay, Dylan!
Yay!
I'm so excited because Dylan is singing There's No One Like You by Sarah Brightman. Yay!
I feel worried for Dylan. I hope. Okay, let's go.
Let's go.
Innocent as a newborn.
born in a world so frightening. It's as if my world's been struck by lightning. Every dream I abandon seems it could come true. I believe in miracles. There's no one like you.
Dylan Collins singing with Sarah Brightman. Oh my gosh, Dylan. Oh man, Blackjack, I think he starred us here.
My turn to start?
It is okay. Your turn to start. Oh my
Dylan,
gosh.
I had no idea how nice Dylan's like vibrato is until this. Or at least I liked it. Like, I can't really do that. And I think Dylan was doing a good job doing it for the notes he could. And I was surprised because I don't think I've ever heard Dylan on, like, a Broadway-type song before. I mean, he probably has, but, like...
I've heard him do parodies of Broadway songs rather than, like, straight sing them. So this was, like, really cool for me. Like...
Yeah, because we're both on FQ Broadway, and we're, like, doing all these,
for him.
Like, researching Broadway songs, and then Dylan here. I think Dylan would do good, too. If
he
did some, like, Jekyll and Hyde or, like, some Phantom of the Opera, I think Dylan would do really well on that.
With the emotion he brings to stuff. Like, I forget what he was saying. Like, oh my gosh, I think he said this one time that people don't expect him to be emotional, and so when he is, it's like, oh.
Oh.
And I know, think it's true.
Dylan always auditions for, like, competitions when I make him, so I, like, I get that awesome energy. It's freaking amazing.
Yeah, for real. Okay, I think...
I don't understand... Wait, I'm sorry, I can barely hear you, so I, like, I don't know if I'm, like, talking on top of you or
not. Oh, no, you're fine. Don't worry.
I think it's my headphones.
What were you saying?
I was saying, I don't understand why everyone else is freaking complaining in the chat. Dylan's like, Dylan like did this straight up. He's like, you know, he's like, I'm doing straight, and he took it seriously the entire song. I was surprised. I was impressed at the beginning. I was really worried, like, after the bridge part, like around 3:30, like the music changed.
Build up, and
I was like, oh no.
It definitely got too high for him at parts, but I think, like, with practice, he could actually go that high. Like, I think Dylan's a higher singer than he thinks he is. Because, like, I feel like he was closing up when he was approaching, like, higher notes, when he should have been more open, and then he would have been, like, fine. But, anyway, Valg, what did you think?
This was the biggest screw of the night.
This was the biggest screw of the night, for sure. But, Dylan brought something to it.
I want to hear you.
Yeah, this is like super screw. I'm happy. I think you psyched yourself out though, because like I think it sounded good. And yeah, I agree. Like if you were classically trained, like I think you would have sounded really good on this. But of course, you can't like classically train yourself in a week or whatever. But like,
yeah,
go to school.
Go to school for a week. But yeah, I think he would be a good classical singer. I can't think of much. Like, oh, I don't know. Yeah, some parts were, like, too high for you, of course, because it's Sarah Brightman. And I thought you said it, like, innocent as a
moogle. Too high for a million people.
Yeah. Yeah. Val totally wrote in the chat, innocent as a moogle, and I was like, oh,
as a moogle. I know, but then it was newborn, so I was sad. I had something. Oh, that's what it's like. People keep on like wondering, like, what are they judging on? Blah blah blah. But like for me personally, like for like this, for example, like if you get a song that is like legitimately like supposed to screw you over and you like do well on it, then like I know I'll put someone higher than like someone who's supposed to do a song or like gets a song that they're supposed to like in theory should do good or whatever in their range and like sucks. That's well, just me. Ooh, so.
That's actually a pretty good style. Val has the bloodlust, but she has a heart.
Yeah, she has a bloodlusty really good heart. For me, I just I just rank them in the order. Like, I mean, if you got screwed, you kind of got screwed. So it's like, okay, well, this person was better than this person, so I have to put them in that order. But yeah, I mean, like, it's, I don't think this was as out of your range as I thought it was going to be when I originally heard the song, Dylan. So I think you did really well with it. I really felt your emotion. I think your vibrato could use more control, but once it gets the control and once you learn how to, like, approach and hit those high notes better, I think you could do, like, this stuff more often, like, really, really, like, do it. Do it, Dylan. So, yeah.
I want to learn the vibrato. Dylan, I'll teach you to roll your R's like a like a Puerto Rican. You teach me how to vibrato like that. It'll be awesome.
Ooh, vibrato like
yeah.
That.
I'm gonna try and do a mix between Valk and Sky's judging styles.
Ooh.
We'll see.
So you gotta
I'll be half Valk, half Sky. Half Black.
You'll never know with Blackjack, you just never know.
I know I wanna hear Dylan do more Broadway songs, especially since after being on Famous Broadway.
I know. I think him and Silver Silverbird should do a duet.
Maybe finale.
For the end.
Yes.
I think that would be awesome.
And they have to sing like something like this, you know? That'd be really cool. Yeah. I think Soyala would agree.
Yeah.
She's probably listening.
Yeah, so I was like probably like scamming Dylan right now.
Yeah.
Do it.
Do
smiley
it.
Face.
Okay, so I can tell you this was given to Dylan by Nani.
Nani!
Yes.
Good job.
Nani.
Good job, Nani.
Yeah. And next up, we have Rochelle Euler. And Rochelle Euler is going to be singing A Boy Like That / I Have a Love from West Side Story. So.
That doesn't sound like a screw.
That doesn't sound like a screw to me either. Let's listen.